Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay at Spence Cola Morning News. Thank you so much for listening. On the line with us, Mike Wood is out at a PIO conference doing, I would assume, great work teaching other PIOs how to do their jobs, although I know he would say he's learning from the best, but I would say they should learn from him. Joining us now, we have Greg Gordon, who is the deputy PIO for the Pensacola Police Department. Greg, welcome back, sir.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. And I don't know if Mike's at a conference or if he's basking in the sun somewhere. I couldn't tell you.
You know what? hard work deserves a vacation every once in a while, right?
Yeah, I agree. I'll give it to Mike this time.
And by the way, I didn't mean to unrank you. What's your rank? It's not lieutenant. What's your rank?
Oh, I'm officer.
Officer. Okay. All right. Yes, I couldn't remember for sure. And I never want to undercredit somebody for the things that they certainly deserve. We've had some really interesting news, both outbound and inbound, on canines in the last week for PPD, right?
Yes. Yeah. We're looking forward to getting these two new canines. We are looking for names and everything like that. I don't know if they're going to get the community involved or what, but we look forward to these new members of our family coming in soon.
Well, I think the I love the story that you guys had about it was the one yesterday about Redden, which I guess was a puppy that you all rescued last year, and he's kind of been in, I don't know, training, remediation, you know, raising him ever since then. I thought that was really cool, the having the name for him be to rescue or save in the Dutch. I'm like, these are some pretty cool connections. So that's one of your dogs, right?
Yeah. You know, and like I said, these names, these dogs are going to be awesome. And the names they choose are going to have some really significant meaning and stuff like that. So hopefully that's going to be one if that's the name. And hopefully we can decide on the other one, too.
And then we have is my understanding that maybe one of them was going to be a gunpowder detecting dog and one was going to be something else. Do you know the training for them or their utility?
Oh, so in the aspect of the how much training or
what they're going to be trained to alert on? Are they are they drug dogs? Are they gunpowder dogs? Are they what's their specific training?
So we've had a couple dogs in aspects of one was a computer dog that would search out for anything to do with computers like SD cards, things like that. So it might be a computer type dog where we can do search warrants and go into a home and find those kind of items that have been hidden really well that we wouldn't be able to find, but the dog might be able to sniff out and find. And the other one, we've had a bomb dog. We call it a bomb dog. It would look out for those kind of things. And unfortunately, our last one passed away a few months ago. So we're looking to possibly have that type of dog come back into service.
Very good. I also I love that you guys had made a post on your Facebook page also about the outbound canine Jones. And, being retired after all of these narcotics incidents and tracking 61 suspects. I mean, I just think it's, we don't get a lot of profiles of officers, but everybody loves a dog profile,
You let a dog walk into the room and that's it. That's it. Be it kids, adults, and everything. They just bring so much so much joy to a room. And these dogs really work. These handlers, they put a lot of hours in with these animals. And they take them home. I mean, they're part of the family, but a lot of hours and training going with these dogs. And when we have to retire one, it's pretty hard. But we know they're get to relax and enjoy the rest of their life.
Absolutely. We also had, I guess, two teenagers charged with stealing $6,000 worth of medical marijuana from Legal Leaf. Is that right?
Yeah, that happened a couple months ago, and these officers have been the detectives been really dedicated trying to find track these guys down and what happened, and they got enough to arrest these young men, and unfortunately, they're out. We don't know what we're doing after midnight. What are our kids doing? Where they're at? What are they doing? And we need to really pay attention to that and make sure. But yeah, we arrested those two, and there probably may be some more arrests coming. So we'll let you know.
Now I know the push to have the curfew passed obviously did not get yet. Okay, at City Council, we've talked about this quite a bit with with Mike, and I covered the event that happened. But, you know, Allison Patton, city council president, left open the possibility that we would come back with a subsequent conversation and a subsequent ordinance. Do you know anything about the progress of that? Or, you know, if they didn't want this ordinance, what ordinance would they be looking for so that you guys have some kind of a tool to be able to handle the very young, you know, like 12, 13, 14-year-old kids who are out, you know, about to get into trouble on a night like the night of the 4th of July?
You know, I don't have any details on what they're working on, but rest assured they are working on some other options to bring to city council. And, you know, it's I think it's important. I think all of us are concerned, you know, because things are happening after midnight, after 10 o'clock. And we always say nothing good happens after 10 o'clock in the streets. And our children are out that late. So nothing good is happening. Hopefully they can find an alternative and we can present to City Hall.
Well, good things happen with you guys, right?
Well, yeah, for us, you know, yes, you know, we can stop some of the things that are happening, but you know, not always good.
You have to be there to make the good things happen because so much of the time it's not the good things happening. All right, very good. Greg Gordon is the deputy PIO for the City of Pensacola Police Department. As always, Greg, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for the good information, sir. Keep doing what you're doing. Appreciate you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, sir.